What is it that God wants you to do? I mean, are you even aligned with what it is God wants you to do and how you show up in the world? And I know a lot of you are coaches and consultants and you're doing a lot of your work online, but you don't know why nothing's happening. And you are just sitting here wondering what the heck is going on. Well, everything is changing, right? And so today I invited Chris Harrell to the show because I really liked what he was doing out here in this, you know, interweb space. And he's really great. I like his energy. I like what he's bringing to the table. I like how he talks about how he helps people do a lot of one-to-many systems and how his systems are helping people have multiple figure months, right? So I wanted to make sure I brought you an expert. I wanted to bring you an expert in this, somebody who really wants to see you succeed. Because that's what this is about. So guys, I think you're going to love this episode. All right, here we go. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Christopher Harrell, aka the King of Marketing Superman. And right now, I'm with Nina with Straight Talk, and we making it happen right now. You know, I'm breaking it down like a fraction, and we just dropping some nuggets for you all right now. So you're in the right place. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We're dropping nuggets and powerful, powerful, powerful nuggets to transform your life.
What up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And as you know, I go around this amazing planet of ours finding the best humans on the planet to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today's guest is known as the Kingdom Marketing Superman, y'all, okay? And it's for good reason, because Chris Harrell is a marketing strategist, he's a speaker, he's a coach, and he has led faith-driven coaches, consultants, and experts attract premium clients and grow really thriving businesses. And now I bumped into Chris because I was looking at kingdom businesses and kingdom entrepreneurship and all of those great things. And he just popped up everywhere. Okay. So he is like really generated over $705,000 in online stuff using this system that he's created. And I'm going to talk to him about that because he's the founder of God's Masterpiece Rapid Success System. And he is on a mission to help kingdom entrepreneurs build with God, not just for God, right? So you guys know I'm always talking about this stuff of how we are supposed to be making God CEOs, okay? And we're supposed to be just a COO. We're supposed to be connecting with him first so that we can connect with others, okay? So y'all need to get it together. Go grab a pen, go grab a pad or something and start writing. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, swell. I'm doing swell, Nina. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that introduction there. But yeah, we're doing swell. You know, like I said, we're taking it back to the 90s.
Yes. I mean, listen, I love your energy, right? So I really have been like following you in your social medias, and I found you because I was seeking, you know, what does that look like to be a kingdom entrepreneur, right? To be putting God first for real. And I know that you teach people how to grow businesses without compromising their values and all of this great stuff that you're teaching. But where do most Christians go wrong with this? Because this is a journey where you are really trying to live in the world, but not be of the world, and, you know, make money, but still have Christian principles. Like, you still want to work for God, and we get it wrong. We get it wrong, Chris. We get it wrong. So I want to hear that.
Oh, well, definitely. I think we said we get it wrong. I'm the biggest culprit, you know? So I think nobody has it figured out, you know, right from the beginning. It's different paths and journeys of life, ups and downs, and that's what happened for me. You know, I'm not here sitting on my soapbox, you know, anything like that, because God had to take me through some valley points, because one of the biggest things, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we have in business is the lure of success.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it, God actually wants us to succeed, but what can happen, or what happened for me, was that when I got started in business, you know, I was able to fire my job full time on August 23rd, 2016. Right. So I was able to walk in and fire my job the last time I worked a job. But, and I thought it would just could be all, you know.
Yeah, oh, me too. I thought that too.
You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's about to be all like popcorn and bone, all that good stuff. And it was like none of it.
Yeah, you found out real quick, right?
What is this, God? I thought you know, what is this? Mm-hmm. And so going through those moments, I think God had to purify me, right? And he had to prune me. You know, the word talks about in John 15 that the Christ would prune it, the Father would prune it.
Yeah.
Who are already producing fruit. And I always think about the pruning process. You know, if I'm a grapevine, how does it actually feel? If I'm getting clipped and all, it probably hurts. It's probably pretty bad. The pruning process is painful. And God has taken me on that multiple paths, multiple pruning processes, especially, I would say, a few years back, he said a lot of us do have it messed up because I think a lot of times, you know, we want to do the right thing and we want to, quote unquote, work for God, but God's not looking for employees. Working for God, I position myself as an employee, but God said, I never told you to come work for me, right? I'm giving you an assignment to do on this planet as my ambassador, and you should be working with him, not for me.
Right.
But I think that's that fine line of religion, you know, and works, you know, and trying to appease God, expect God to bless us. And God's like, that's not how you even roll.
Right.
That's not even part of the agenda, the plans I have for you. And I know for me, my mindset was always that way at first. You know, I'm talking about born again. I'm talking about BC days. I said before right. days. You know, before Christ, it was all about 50 Cent, get rich or die trying.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
Going after the paper, it was like, you know, and that, you know, that was a whole other story. But even after being born again, you know, you still, God get his calling in business. And I just saw myself surely but surely begin to, what I say, take on the mindset of King Solomon. Now, some people say King Solomon was the greatest and wisest king to ever live. You're correct. But if you keep reading in the scriptures there, he became one of the most foolish kings that ever lived.
Yeah.
He allowed his success to begin to bring in compromise.
Yeah.
And he did it surely but surely. You know, it wasn't something that happened overnight, but his success was big, it was massive. And then also he began to compromise. And next thing you know, he completely, you know, backslid and fell over. Mm-hmm. Right? Serving idols. You know, it's crazy. Right? And people talk about, yeah, well, that's back then. People back there serving idols. Well, we serve idols today.
All the time. You know, all the time. Yeah.
We bow down to statues, but we serve idols today. You know, business. And a lot of it is, you know, trying to be an influencer, you know, trying to be popular. Our businesses, you know, have become idols. And I think God had shown me that that's what was happening with me.
Yeah. Wow. You know? Tell me about that journey, right? Because there had to be something that happened from when you left being an employee in 2016 to when you actually realized I'm doing this all wrong and I got to be working with God, right? So tell me a little bit about that journey. What was that? First of all, what were you doing? Like, what kind of business were you in? What was that? What did that look like?
You know, I started my very first business in 1996, 97, 98. You know,
anybody
ever heard of Amway?
Oh, yeah. I think we all got caught up in that.
I'm a network marketer, right? So I'm someone you call a serial entrepreneur. But then, like, from 98 to 2012, I was in the music business. My wife and I was in the music industry for 12 years out in California. And so it was pretty active. I had an independent label and different things like that from, like, 12 years. So I've always had a business. I got involved in real estate investing. But I went on to a lot of marketing, digital marketing, around 2001, 2002-ish to begin to try to market and grow my business.
Well, that's like the beginning stages of that. Yeah. So you got in the beginning.
Facebook, you had Friendster and your MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
All those days we used to design web pages by actually putting in HTML code.
Right.
JavaScript. So, yes. Yeah, so I was getting involved with that. And then I got turned on to blogging and different things around that time frame. In 2004, I was introduced to, like, these landing pages. They were called, at that time, squeeze pages.
Yes.
You know, and digital marketing. So once I saw that, like, whoa, you actually can make money online? I don't know. And it was, like, over 20 years ago, right? But I never really could hit full time. I may be full time for a minute, but then, you know, I had to go back and got married. We started having kids. Wife, like, you know, you need to go do something, man. You're gonna see in the computer all day, you know, telling you doing internet marketing, and money coming in, you know what I'm saying? So one thing led to another. And then eventually, you know, God was able to put me in a position to go full time in 2016. But I really didn't get a breakthrough around 2020, I would say. At that time, I probably averaged about $30K a year in business revenue. And that's not, I haven't had a wife. We have three kids. You know, that's not enough.
Right.
And so, and I'll never forget this moment. It was a dark, cold night in December. I think it was December 2019. And my kid, two sons was outside playing outside my office. And I just hit a dark, really dark time in my life because I was hustling hard. I was grinding, giving. I was tithing. I was working at church 25. I said working. Yeah, basically working at church.
Yeah, no, I get it. 8 days a week. I've done it.
I was trying to make deals with God. God, if I go serve here, you're going to bless my business? Okay, I'll go serve. You know?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
What happened? I was working hard online. I was working all day, posting 24/7, working around the clock, hustling and grinding. And all it brought me more frustration, pain, and overwhelm. And I hit a dark time of depression. And it was so bad that it was so low at that moment that actually I contemplated suicide. And I called a suicide. I was in my office. I literally had my gun next to my wife. And I'll never forget that I picked up my phone that day and I Googled suicide hotline. Never before in my life. And my kids had no idea what daddy was going through because I hid it. You know, I had some show daddy crying, daddy being weak. No, I got you, my sons. You got to be tough. And I called a suicide hotline, and they told me something profound. They said, "Please hold. You are caller 54.
Wow.
And I was like, "Wow." That was my response. I'm like, if I'm caller 54, that means there are 53 other folks who also thinking about taking a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Right.
And so I hung up the phone, and then me and God had it out. You know, in the Bible said Jacob wrestled with God.
Yeah.
I tried to put God in the suplex, figure four, body slamming. I was yelling, fussing, cussing, screaming. I was all kinds of emotions. God's big enough; He can handle it.
Yeah.
And then about 10 minutes later, after getting that out of my system, I heard three words: trust and obey.
Yes.
That's all I heard: trust. And at that time, I was able to shut down everything. I fired my mentor I had at that time. I really wasn't doing much. I shut down all my marketing. And for about 6 weeks, I did nothing but just seek God. And then about 6 weeks later, God told me, okay, now it's time. And I was introduced to a different way to grow my business. God gave me this framework that I call the prosperity pyramid. People say, pyramid, yeah, pyramid scheme. Well, you know, pyramids are the most powerful structures on the planet, right?
Yeah.
It's something that I actually teach inside a Business with God Challenge. But this framework God gave me, God said, if you follow this framework, I guarantee you will succeed. I'm like, guarantee, God? Come on, you can't guarantee. God said, I'm not a man that I shall lie. I guarantee you will succeed. And literally, God gave me this framework and applied the framework. And literally, less than 2 months later, I did over 100K.
That's beautiful.
Blew my mind. I could never earn more than 30K out of all the years. Hustling and grinding everything. God had to shut everything down. Then I was like, wow, I never got to this point. And so that's one of the points of God, like, if you just follow what I have for you.
Yeah. You know, and I think there's something to be said too about the fact that, because I've been through this too with the hustle and grinding stuff, and it's because it's what the world tells us to do. And so we think that, and because we don't know the online space, that's what we think we should be doing, right? So we're spending tons of money on programs and courses and everything else that we should be doing that doesn't work, right? And you know, the same thing happened to me. And finally this year is when God shut it down for me, almost the same thing as you. Like, I had clients, you know, getting good money and whatever have you, and I was not aligned. I was not aligned. And that's what happens when you're not aligned. And the funny thing is, right, doesn't He always kind of bring you right back to what He told you in the beginning, and you're behind was so hard headed? Yes. Right? Did you feel that at all? Like, did you feel like the framework connecting all of your journeys?
Because He did it recently again. Because after success started happening in 2020, literally, you know, we're generating, you know, most revenue ever in my life. You know, it was coming in, you know, this multiple five-figure months. I pulled a Solomon. It got to my head. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to be a multi-gazillionaire. We about to start looking at mansions and all that stuff. What we about to be done. And I let it get in my head for about 2 years.
That's so real, Chris. So you know, real. Yeah.
And the same thing you were saying, all of a sudden, God started shutting everything down. All of a sudden, a couple of years after that, clients started falling away, not knowing. The same stuff I was doing before wasn't working anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hold up now. I know I ain't lost how to do this stuff. I didn't make a whole lot of money learning how to do this stuff. It worked before, Lord. Why is it not working? And literally, God, once again, God had to shut me down, get me to the point where literally, where one minute you got all this quote unquote financial security in the bank, all of a sudden it dwindles down basically to nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Same. Yep. Yeah, so,
and I'm like, Lord, what? And he had to humble me.
Yeah, I was going to say your ego gets hit, doesn't it? Ooh, your ego. Oh,
you know, they say edging God out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so your ego gets really hit because you're like, oh, I done quote unquote figured it out now. Now I should be just going up from here. Should
right. Be, I'm good at this.
Now, no, that's backwards, Lord. That ain't how that works. And like you said, because the world will tell you this and that.
Yeah.
Literally, once again, I had all kinds of people telling me, oh, you can do this and that and that. No one really told me you need to go back and seek God again.
Yes.
That's the way things used to be. I had one person kind of hinted at it, but this was trying to give me new tactics and strategy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right? Because the alignment piece, you know, if folks you're talking to don't have a relationship with the Lord, not in alignment with him, they can't encourage you and tell you to do
that. That's so true. That's so true.
And I had to go back to that piece again. And I thought, okay, Lord, and humble myself again. And let God go through, you know, the pruning process, refinery process again, and swallow my pride and ego, and you know, and that's what God did. And then, you know, God's been the whole process now of restoration, you know, like talks about joy.
Yeah.
But now I'm a different person, even where I was 3 or 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. Yeah. And you need to be. You need to be, right? Because if you're the same person, you're just going to do the same things.
Over
and you know, yeah, over and over. Exactly. And I felt the same way. Like, you know, and God is very, you know, he's just so strategic, isn't he? Yeah. Because when I stopped taking on patients, I used to be in medical, as you could tell. When I stopped taking on clients in January, people thought I was crazy because they're like, what do you mean, Nina? Like, people want to join, you know, what? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't feel aligned anymore. Like, I feel like God is changing the whole direction. Yeah. Right. So just a quick testimony. We were like in September. So since January, I have had no clients or anything. Right. And then finally, you know, my husband's car broke down. We needed a new car. Like the whole thing started happening. I'm like, Lord, come on. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the money coming from, Lord? Right. You know? And I'm like, yeah, right. And it's one of those things. And we were just in prayer, me and my husband. And, you know, I was like, you know, babe, what are we doing? Either we're trusting God or we're not trusting God. Either we're putting our faith in him or we're not. But this worry, depression, anxiety, blah, 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 like that's not of God. So let's figure this out. So we gave it to him. We're like, you know, God, here, it's on you. You take it. We're just going to keep living our life, doing what we have to do here on earth, whatever. Anyway, fast forward, somebody comes to us in the church and was like, hey, you know, we don't even know him that well, but he's like, I don't know you that well, but God has put me on you guys on my heart, blah, blah, blah. And he hands my husband a big check. And he's like, you know, I just feel like you need this. And I'm like, I was floored.
Yeah.
My husband went and got himself a car, the car that we desperately needed. But that was God showing us, listen, you, nobody's your source. I'm your source. Yeah. I'm your provider. I'm the wisdom giver. Stop seeking YouTube University and this person and that person to do it. If I put people in your path and in your life that can allow you and help you to look at things strategically, I put them there because I'm the source, right, Chris? And that's what you do now. You're becoming somebody's source or somebody's helper with God's source. Is that right?
Yes, he did the exact same thing with me again. And his other round, literally.
Mm-hmm.
He had a friend who also business was going down. And struggling, he was praying, and he's a believer too. So they had a relationship coaching business, but I don't know what happened. But I don't know but basically, what happened? Long story short, one day we was out just doing Bible study. You know, and he and I just praying together. He said, "God told me to give you this, and give me this. There's an envelope that's full of money." And I'm like, "Bruh," he said, "God told me to give you this, and I needed every single dollar in that."
Right. Right.
It was like thousands of dollars. I'm like, no one has ever given me that amount of money ever in my life.
Right. Right.
And I was like, okay, God, you confirmed me that you're still there for me.
Yeah. And the thing is God owns the money anyway. Like that's not even our money. Like we're supposed to just be handling it accordingly, right? Like the parable of the talents, right? Yeah. And he does that to kind of just, because that's nothing to him. That's nothing to God. That's nothing, you know, but it's everything to us at that moment. And he's meeting our need. And so I want to talk to you about now what it is that you're doing now. So how how did God now create this idea for you and give you the strategy and tools and plans? What do you do right now with people? I want to know.
Yeah. Right now, like I said, we originally launched our God's Masterpiece program in 2020, and it's been going through some different renditions. We're probably on version 3.0 now.
And like it should be, right?
Oh, right. You know, you get people in, you shut it down, a good thing. God said, no, you need to do this and that. And so that's kind of what we're doing now. And we recently relaunched the God's Masterpiece Rapid Success System. And basically what I do is, you know, I have faith-driven coaches, consultants, and experts, you know, basically people overlooked and underpaid, not being able to attract clients on a consistent basis, but be able to not just make more sales in their business, not just having a one-to-many system, which we teach our clients how to use a one-to-many system as well, and avoid a lot of one-on-one stuff. You know, it's biblical as well, but also to make sure the business is aligned with the kingdom calling.
Yeah.
And it's based off of personal experience, because I've been there and done that. And you know, you can have some success, but it only is under the line. And if it's not, it's not going to last. God said, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it.
Right.
And Psalm 127. So that's what happened with me. And so God put that on my heart, because it was funny. God has shut me down again the second time around 2024. All the clients we had in is organically went away, and I didn't seek any more clients. So like 6 months, I'm seeking God. All right, God, what is it? What's the direction? And at that time, I was trying all kinds of different angles and hooks and things to try to attract clients. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, God, I was in prayer, but I heard business with God. I said, business with God. Okay, what is that, God? What does that mean? What does that look like? And then all of a sudden, God just kind of gave me a vision with that. And then I just kind of went with that, and we launched our Business with God challenge in July of 2025. It was a brand new challenge. You know, I've been using a challenge model for virtual events since 2020, because I believe, it's my opinion, it's the best sales vehicle to use, you know, for, you know, premium value coaches and consultants and experts. Mm-hmm. It's just a powerful model. Plus, it's biblical. That's the way Jesus taught. He did one to many, you know.
Right.
And so basically, I have other faith-driven entrepreneurs do that as well, you know, leverage and grow their business, you know, using one to many models. You know, of course, we got all the marketing components and sales components. We got all the strategy and technical stuff, you know, that's necessary. But also, we got the kingdom teachings in there as well.
Right. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
And all that stuff as well. I teach on, there's three big things: assignment, alignment, and identity.
Okay. So you're talking about, you know, alignment. I am assuming that you're talking about that you're aligning yourself to God's way, right? That you're actually putting yourself in what it is that God has called you to do, right? So I'm assuming, are you helping them find that? Yeah. What does that mean for them?
Initially, yes, what we're doing, but also it's discovering how to market with God, how to do sales with God. You know, they're all kind of principles. So I take the biblical principles, you know. I guess the cool thing about it, since I learned from so many secular gurus at the time, because, you know, you didn't really know. So I saw this with the secular way of marketing, the secular way of selling, or the worldly way, I should say, worldly and kingdom. And then God revealed to me, well, you know, a lot of this stuff you're doing is contradictory to the way I do business. Mm. And you know, God's the greatest business owner of them all, you know.
Yeah, but everybody he called too, right? Like when you start to read the Bible, everybody he called were business owners.
Every last one of them.
I mean, the fishermen, all of them. They were just all business owners. Yeah. And we have learned unfortunately in our school system how to be employees and not business owners, right? And what?
And 95% of churches.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know what, there's a tension that happens too, I think, and maybe you could talk a little bit about this, between us as believers and having faith and also being able to receive the finances. You know, like there's this thing about faith and poverty mentality. And so I want you, if you can touch on that, like how do you still or break from this poverty mindset while you're still honoring God, especially when it comes to business, right? Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I feel that it's a travesty in Christendom because that mindset is so prevalent. I mean, like when people come to us or we get invitations to join our Business with God challenge, people say, I don't mix God and business. I'm like, where in the Bible have you ever read that?
Right.
From Genesis to Revelation, God is always about business. You can't separate the two. You know, I think that's the religious mind that people have. And also the poverty mindset when it comes to money. You know, it's where people feel that, I think people fear success more than failure because they feel that they've been conditioned from churches, from the media, from family, schools, that if I become wealthy, I'm going to walk away from God. I'm going to do evil because Hollywood has portrayed that. You know, I always tell folks, this past summer you had a, you know, blockbuster movie, one of the superhero movies, and one of these was my favorite when I was a kid, Superman, right? Well, who was Superman's arch villain?
Lex Luthor.
And,
right?
Lex Luthor, is he rich?
Yes.
He's rich. Then, okay, let's go to Spider-Man, right? Who's Spider-Man's main arch enemy?
I don't remember.
The guy with the caterpillar legs. I think of his name.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Right? Yes. And also wealthy. Also wealthy.
Also wealthy, mm-hmm. Right? And so even Hollywood has conditioned us to hate those who have wealth.
Yep.
Yet, you can't read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and not see God's people wealthy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing pious about being broke. I hated being broke. I despise being broke. Because to me, it's anti-God.
It's so hard. And listen, God said that he will be close to those who are, you know, impoverished and brokenhearted. And I get that. But it is also our job. And this is just my thoughts, right? Because I'm still like trying to learn the Bible even more. And I think it's also our job as people who are Christians and people of God and want to follow his rules and have this business. It is also our job to take care of those who can't, right? So I think that. I think you're right. I think that, you know, being broke sucks big time. And I also feel like for those who are broken and are impoverished, because I've been there, I've been homeless, I've lost everything. I know how that feels. I also know that it is our duty to help others.
Yeah. And what people fail to understand, the Bible is not a religious book.
No, it's not.
You know, but unfortunately, man created Christianity. Jesus did not. Mm-hmm. You read Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. It tells you that Jesus is coming when he was a baby. It predicted him to be a Messiah, that he's going to have the kingdom government on his shoulders.
Well, they knew he was a king when the three came to see him. Yeah, they came and bought him gifts that you would give a king.
Yeah, because the Bible is about a king, a kingdom, and a royal family. And our mandate, you know, to make earth look like heaven. We're supposed to be colonizing earth. The Bible is not a religious book. Jesus didn't come to earth to start a religion called Christianity.
Right. I mean,
religious folks are the one who killed us. Why would he start another religion? They're the one who killed, you know, in the first place. Mm. So people have this messed up mindset. And so they approach the Bible wrong, incorrectly. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I went to seminary. You know, if you approach the scriptures wrong, you know, you're a bad exegesis. It's called eisegesis when you're reading.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. And you take your culture, you take your mindset, you take your surroundings, and you put that into the text. You try to pull something out of it, and you take it out there, and that's not what God even said.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible. You got to go back to the original intent and understand the Hebrew and the Greek. Understand that the Bible, especially like you're reading like Solomon, Psalms, and Proverbs, and all that kind of stuff. All this stuff was written by kings. Most of the Bible was written by leaders, prominent doctors. You know, so people have this mindset when it comes to money that it's supposed to be separate. When God. A king gets glory based on the lifestyle of his citizens. A king does not get glory from his citizens living in poverty.
Right. Well, money, as you know, is a human construct anyway, right? It's a way to control people. You give a lot of money to those who are rich. You give a little bit to those who are poor, and you keep control of the world and government and everything else. Say again?
I wouldn't say money is that. I think money is actually it's a reflection of a certificate of value that you bring to the marketplace.
Yeah. I'm saying we need money. I'm not saying that. I'm not discounting it. But what I'm saying is that it is a man-made construct of how to value certain things, whether we bring to the market or what we don't bring to the market, or who can have and who can't. Now, I will say that God will utilize everything for our good, and we'll utilize these things to bring the benefit. You and I have to pay rent every day. Rent is due, right? Mortgage is due. Ain't nothing we could do about that. We need finances. And I think that that is also a way for us to reach others, like to reach the world, to reach what I love. That's why I loved about what you were doing, or what I saw you doing on your media, because you keep telling people to put God first, and you're showing them that there's strategic ways to do this so that you can live above, you know, whatever the world is telling you to live on. Does that make sense?
Yes. So I always tell folks that who wants to, if I'm doing a training, who wants to, you know, create more impact in the world? They're like, me. Well, I said, let me be honest with you. The reason why I asked that, you know, I've been able to support an organization in Kenya. And we've been able to send them thousands and thousands of dollars to go to a food, water, shelter, schooling. And it's not me bragging or boasting, because I was that person who never shared this. But I had a friend of mine who told me I should share this, because he sent me a video to show me where the money was going and everything. And I said, well, the Bible said only the left hand know the right hand is doing. I don't need to. He said, that's not the point. He said, you're not doing it to try to say, look at you, look at me. He said, other folks need to see that to understand why it's
inspired
for you to prosper. And so I made a video saying, why is it so important for kingdom entrepreneurs to prosper? Because God can allow you to be a conduit. You know, these folks in Kenya don't have the same opportunities you and I have here in America. Right. Mm-hmm. These folks living in huts. In videos. And so, yes, and so I tell folks, if that's what you want to do, then it's imperative that you build a successful and prosperous business. You got to invest in skills, invest in your dollars, invest in sales, invest in ads, invest in coaching and mentoring. I said, because you ain't going to be able to help those folks overseas. You can't help the folks locally. You know, if you don't, you know, invest in yourself first, you know, and you got to build a prosperous business in order to give out of abundance.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what is it that you're doing with people right now, right? Because I've seen you, like I said, on all, you know, I've seen your ads for your challenges and what you're saying on your social media. And, you know, I know that I speak to a lot of coaches and consultants that they feel very called, but they also feel very stuck, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're doing the work, or they feel like they're doing the work, but the growth is not coming. And you might be the guy for that. So talk to me about what you do with your people.
Yeah. Well, one of the first things, you know, being stuck is pretty common. And I think it has a lot to do with overwhelm. You know, people are trying to be everywhere at the same time, because you listen to what happens if we get to comparing ourselves to, quote unquote, all the gurus online, million followers and God, and folks go out and try to do the same thing. And what happens, add to the noise, right? And people, and so most people are not clear.
That's right.
Who they serve, what they do, what they offer, and more importantly, they're not clear on who they are. Right? So again, the identity thing, you know, we live in an identity crisis. We want to be the next guru. We want to be the next influencer. We want to be those folks. And say, no, I created you to be the best you possible, because nobody else can be that.
Right.
Right? And so that's one of the things that initially that I have my clients, it doesn't matter if they're doing $20,000 a month now, you know, and of course they may want to get to $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month. Well, it's something that's preventing that, right? So one of the very first things that we got to nail down, because that was one of my blocks and struggles, right? Understanding the power of messaging to separate yourself, where now you're not competing with the gurus who got the $1 million per month budget that you can't compete with.
Right.
But if you nail down on your messaging and speak to your ideal audience, you're gonna stand out. But most people just adding to the noise. So it's teaching them how to create messages that's in alignment with God in the marketplace, how to position yourself as an authority and an expert, no matter if you got 2 followers online.
Right.
I've had clients who've been on the gurus. I'm not going to say their name, right? I've had clients who've been on the gurus, struggle. They joined my program, right? Mm-hmm. And literally was doing 6 figures and multiple 6 figures. And didn't come anywhere near that under the Guru's program. These folks had no following, you know, half of them barely knew what a mouse was, you know,
right. No
background in digital marketing. They just came in and followed the system, and I was able to help them take their existing expertise, you know, and take it to another level, then change up their sales process.
Mm-hmm.
Help them create a premium value offer and just set up a system. Rinse, wash, and repeat. It can be a repeatable system. And like I said, I love teaching my clients how to leverage one to many virtual events, because I just believe it's the best sales process to take a, people say prospect, I don't like saying prospect, but take a potential client to a client in literally 5 days or less. I've never seen another vehicle that can take a complete stranger, don't know you from Eve or Adam, and be willing to invest thousands of dollars with you in less than a week. I've done them all. Sales calls, triage calls, survey calls, VSLs, boot camps. I mean, you name it. I've done all of, all the marketing and sales strategies out there. I've done them all. Nothing has come close to that, and for myself and for our clients. And so and plus, it's teaching them how to create assets. You know, like,
yeah,
that's bonuses. You know, like, I got books out there. We got book funnels. Teaching my clients how to create assets and begin to create a legacy. You know, that can. I created this book in 2020, 2021. I generate income from it almost every day in the book funnel. All I do is create it one time. I show them how to create a book in 2 days or less. That generates passive income for them. It also brings them clients in their business as well. That's just some extra bonuses that we do. But yeah, it's just.
I love that.
Yeah, just getting them to create a legacy. You know,
Yeah. And you know, a good man leaves a legacy for his family, right? A good man leaves land for his family. So how do you personally do this? How do you personally stay grounded in your faith and making sure you're keeping your eyes on God, you know, while you're leading, you're creating content, you're building your brand too, right? Because you're building your brand as well. Yeah. And it's noisy out in this online space. It's noisy out here, right? So how are you personally staying grounded? What do you do?
Well, after getting whoopings from the Lord, you know, you tend to be like, okay, why? Just like, you know, you got your kids, you keep whooping your kids.
Eventually. Oh, that is so true. That is so true.
Besides the whoopings, now I just stay focused on my assignment. Because every day, there's somebody out there trying to pull you away. Because if you don't, if you're not clear on what you're called to do, somebody else got plans for you. Every day, people inboxing, DMing you some of the latest, greatest offers, some, you know, and they rely on God too. Like, God told me to reach out. Yeah. God told me that. Stop lying. You being greedy. You're trying to make some money.
That is hilarious. It's so true. Oh my goodness. It's so true. Real.
You're just trying to make some money. You want me to join your thing to make some money.
Stop lying. Don't be using God for your stuff. That is so funny, Chris. Oh my God.
You know, you told me you want to do this and this, and I said, man, the devil is a lie. You're trying to get paid. That's saying y'all trying to make some money.
You are so funny, Chris. Oh my God. All right. So listen, I really love what you're doing. And I love that that you are putting God first. And I'm glad you got your whoopings, because if you didn't get your God whoopings, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing today, right? And there's so many consultants and coaches and stuff out here who are really trying. They're really trying. It's not like they're not. They're really trying. But a good, you know, I remember when I stopped taking clients in January, I got my coaching program and the whole thing. You know, I had women come to me and they were like, but I want to work with you. I'm like, I'm not taking clients, you know, and they're like, well, you know, and I'm like, but wait, didn't you join this same almost experience as you? I'm like, didn't you join this big program? Because I remember you talking to me about this big program. I'm like, how did it go? And she goes, well, I left there broke and burnt out. And I'm like, oh, you know, and that's sad to me, but that's what's happening, Chris, right? So a lot of people are aligning themselves with other people that are just not telling the truth, and they're exhausted, they're worn down. So I like you. I like your energy. I like what you're putting out in the world. Thank you for accepting my invitation to come on to Straight Talk, because I love my audience and my audience is amazing. But before I let you go and I wrap up, I do want people to know how to follow you, where to go, how to work with you, all that kind of stuff. Like, do you, this is just a side off question, but are you also helping them discover what their business is, or do they come to you already with their business in line?
You know, that's a great question. We do both. And the reason why now is because I have people who always come to me, Chris, I want to work with you, but I don't have an offer. I don't have an offer. I don't have anything. Because before, my whole program, like, you got to have something to sell.
Right, right.
I can only grow when you got something. You know, give me something. Then because of that demand so much, I created a new offer just for folks who don't have an offer.
Okay.
And to show them how to create a signature offer, you know, online.
Good.
And so then a lot of those folks, they get their offer done, then they graduate into my Rep Success System program. It all falls into my God's master.
Good. Yes, good, good.
But yeah, we do that. And like one of the best things I would say now for folks is to join our Business with God challenge. You know, this is a challenge that God gave me, put in my spirit. And it's something that has transformed lives. We've seen people, you know, literally get clients, you know, a couple of days after the challenge was completed.
That's fantastic.
Anything like that. And people's minds have been blown. Reviews have been going up all online. You can look at Google Review and Trustpilot and my Facebook page. People, you know, and it's something brand new God had given me. And you're gonna get all your strategy stuff, the tactics, the marketing stuff, the sales stuff, all that, the positioning and messaging. But you're also gonna discover how to get in alignment with God.
Mm-hmm.
So you can begin to flow from favor instead of trying to work for favor.
I love it. I love it.
And I love it. That peace of mind that you just won't get, right, from all the hustling and grinding, because I mean, that's not biblical anyway, you know?
Right.
It's not, you know, the Bible says that it's vain to rise up early and to retire late, but God gives his the beloved even in their sleep in Psalm 128.
That's right.
So it's going to give you a whole different mindset and shift and begin to get you in alignment. It doesn't matter where you're at in business right now. You could be doing $20,000 a month, $2,000 a month, right? That challenge will really help you. And like I say, anybody can go simply businesswithgodchallenge.com.
Okay.
Business with the psychic sound, businesswithgodchallenge.com and register for our online challenges. And I guarantee you, it will be a powerful transformational virtual event. I've been doing this virtual events, different kinds for a while. This is probably one of the most powerful ones that we've ever put in the marketplace. And I think it's because of all the stuff I've been through.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's where the power comes from, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So Business with God Challenge event, right?
businesswithgodchallenge.com.
And then what about your socials? Is there anywhere that people can follow you? Like, do you have stuff where you put out there? Yeah. Give me that.
Well, we're everywhere. I mean, you can go to at Chris Harrell Coach, like on Instagram and TikTok.
Okay.
And YouTube channel. Same thing at Chris Harrell Coach, YouTube, you know, LinkedIn.
Yeah. Like all the places.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
You'll find us. You'll find me real easy. If you haven't, feel free to reach out. Shoot me a DM. Let me know you checked out the episode.
Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here.
I got a free gift for all your listeners.
Oh, let's go. I like free gifts.
I put together a free training. I call it my Kingdom Business Success Mini Masterclass.
Okay.
So it's a very simple masterclass. Not to overwhelm you with too much information, but I share like the three principles that took me from zero to six figures in 59 days. It's a mini masterclass. And they simply just go to chrissharrell.com. chrissharrell.com. It's a free mini masterclass. Everyone here can get access to.
Awesome. I will put that in the notes. Thank you so much. I love this conversation. I love your vulnerability and your transparency and the way you're helping people out in this kingdom place. And I really appreciate that. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for inviting me. I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, this was fun. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Chris. I told you, amazing human on the planet. Perfect. So I'm going to make sure to list all of his information below because I want you guys to start aligning yourself with what it is God has called you to do. Enough of these shenanigans out here trying to do this and do that and do this and do that, and then you're doing nothing. So make sure that you align yourself with what God wants you to do and not what the world wants you to do. All right, guys, thank you for hanging out with us. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk. No sugar added. Until next time.